Hello, I'm Pastor George Birkinshaw from Calvary Bible Baptist Church in Elbridge, New York, your pastor for the day. Our scriptural reading is going to come out of 2 Timothy 3:16. The Bible says all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. What we're going to talk about today is a word called doctrine, particularly sound doctrine. We don't always think about this, or maybe not even know what doctrine or sound doctrine is. Maybe you're a newer Christian, newly saved, newly going to church, and you know, what is this thing called doctrine? Well, doctrine is whatever is taught, right? Whatever is laid down as true by an instructor or master. You're going to be taught many things in life, as we know, but you're also going to be taught the Bible when you go to church and grow as a Christian. And it's very important to know and have an established sound doctrine, because that's going to be your defense and your wall as a Christian. That's going to fortify you. That's going to comfort you. And you want to make sure that you have good doctrine. It's going to help you grow as a Christian properly, which means you want to be in a church that teaches sound doctrine. And you want to make sure that you're getting sound doctrine as you read and study your Bible. So obviously we acquire doctrine by listening to an instructor, by studying the Bible ourselves. But you have to have a thing called understanding. In Proverbs chapter 4, it's written from a perspective of a father to a son. And he says, I give you understanding. And in order to acquire and obtain good doctrine, sound doctrine, you need to have understanding. And he says, I give you understanding. In verse 2 of Proverbs 4, he says, for I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. How do we get good doctrine? What's it going to do? It's going to help us fortify. It's going to give us a good wall of defense to protect us, to arm us. That's what doctrine is going to do. And we get it and acquire it by having good understanding of the Word of God. Because there are strange and diverse doctrines. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 9, the command given to us is, be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrines. For it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, and not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. You know, today we have a great access of information, and not just general information and news information, but also biblical information. There's many books, and there's internet, and there's preaching, and a lot of different things you can go to. But the issue with the internet and with the amalgamation of information is that there's a lot of bad doctrine as well as good. And you have to have the discernment to know which is which. And the Bible says to try the spirits to see if they are of God, for there are many false prophets gone out in the world. And there's something that's with doctrine that we as Christians kind of fight with, is that it does divide. All right, it does divide. Doctrine divides. But doctrine is important, once again, to fortify you as a Christian in your growth. Now, I'm not going to get into all the different doctrines of the scripture except for one. And the one that I want to get into is the doctrine of Christ. And this is found in 2 John in chapter 1, verse 9. And in 2 John chapter 1, verse 9, it says, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. All right, the scripture is very clear. If you don't have the doctrine of Christ, if you don't believe the doctrine of Christ, you don't have God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. And I'm not going to get into all the other doctrines. In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1, it says this. It says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go into perfection. In order to go in the deeper things of God in the scriptures, you have to have the basic doctrine of Christ, that Christ is of God, that he is God, come in the flesh, the only begotten, and that he died, buried, and rose again the third day, for a substitutionary atonement for our sins, to pay for them so that we might have life eternal, have new life. And that is the paramount doctrine. That is the doctrine of Christ. And this is Pastor George Birkinshaw from Calvary Bible Baptist Church in Elbridge, New York, your pastor for the day.